The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. This week's show brought to you by Patterson Dental. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko, on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining me. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Again, thanks for tuning in on this beautiful day, the last day of the Muirfield Golf Tournament. And when I leave here today, that's where I'm going to head. So my wife and I are going to go up and enjoy a little bit of golf this afternoon. Actually watch good golf instead of trying to play golf like we do. I think like most of us out there, we're all hackers. But it's really really neat to see people that can actually hit that ball and put it where it's supposed to go. Today I want to... What we're going to do is we're going to listen to some of the interviews that I have done as part of my Teeth Across America series. Some of it is local, some of it isn't, and we'll be introducing things as we go. Before we do, I would like to mention to people that today's show is available by podcast by going to www.am1230wyts.com. You can also download the podcasts on iTunes by searching Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. You can also go to dentallyspeaking.com and you'll be able to see updates on upcoming shows. You'll know what next week's show's going to be about and those kinds of things. And remember, it is a live call-in show, so if you have any questions, comments, you want to ask us anything, our phone number is 821-1230, 821-1230, and a good reason to call would be to give us your guest for today's question of the day. And I'm going to go ahead and give Dr. Kvitko's question of the day right now. And that is, according to an ADA survey, what percent of dentists submit insurance claims electronically? All right, what percent of dentists submit insurance claims electronically? So, 821-1230. If you prefer to send us an email with your guest because you just don't want to talk to me, I guess, you can do that by going to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. A couple announcements, and then we'll get on with the show. Well, I always like to give a little bit of a sports update. People wonder, well, first of all, we're on a sports channel. And then, but then some people have asked me, what does sports have to do with a dental show? And the answer is, all these guys have teeth. All these guys and gals have teeth. So, anyway, now, if you're just tuning in and you know it's a sports channel, let me give you a quick update. Columbus Clippers won 12-0. Columbus Crew beat the Wizards 2-0. Red Wings beat the Penguins 5-0, which gives them a 3-2 lead. Seems like there are lots of lopsided games. But, unfortunately, the Indians lost 4-2. The Reds did win 4-3 in 11 innings. Kyle Busch won the nationwide race in Nashville, his first. And today he'll try to win the Sprint Cup race at Pocono. It took him 3 tries, but he finally smashed that Souvenir guitar trophy that he was given. It's the first for a race car driver to actually smash a guitar, I guess. He was doing his Ozzy Osbourne impression. A big, big congratulations to the Worthington Kilbourne Wolves men's lacrosse team, who won the state championship game against arch rival Upper Arlington 7-6. This is Worthington's first title, and it ended Upper Arlington's streak of 5 consecutive state titles. Many of you know that my son played for the Worthington Wolves lacrosse team in his high school days. He's now a college lacrosse player. And so this is big news. This is really something. The Wolves had been trying so many years to beat their arch rival, their nemesis, Upper Arlington. They finally beat them in both the regular season and for the state championship. So good luck to and congratulations to all of you guys. I'm sure you worked very hard. Okay, now we do have a couple of announcements, but I think what I'll do is I'll sprinkle those through the show because I think we want to get on to some of these interviews that I've mentioned. Starting with the first one here, and this first one is a mom. We were at the parent Magazine Family Expo at Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, and one of the moms came up to me and asked a question about her child and fluoride. So here we go. Let's listen to that.
All right, so I'm at the Parent Magazine Expo at the zoo, Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. And you can hear the noises in the background. Anyway, a lady walked up to me and she had a question about her daughter and her daughter using fluoridated toothpaste. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Violet.
Okay, Violet. Well, thank you very much for talking with us. And you said that your pediatrician said that you shouldn't give your daughter fluoridated toothpaste because she swallows it.
That is correct.
And last time you saw your daughter, she was 18 months, right?
Yes.
Okay. And your question was, how soon can she start using the fluoride toothpaste?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just ask you, the amount of toothpaste you're using is a big amount, small amount?
It's about a pea-size amount.
Or pea-size, okay. And by the way, does she like peas?
No, she does not. No.
Okay. Didn't think so. Anyway, okay, that's good. That's the amount that you should be using. And then, now that she's almost two, if you can start using a fluoridated toothpaste, I think that you have to watch her. I know that she thinks it's food, but it's good that her teeth start getting bathed in fluoride like that. Otherwise, she'll wind up with these cavities. And I think we were talking about your water a little bit, and you said your water is filtered or is not filtered?
It's not filtered at home, no.
Okay, so it's city water. You're not sure if there's fluoride in it?
I'm not sure about that. I have to check.
Okay. If there's no fluoride in the water, then she's not getting any fluoride because she's not using fluoridated toothpaste, which would be bad. So go ahead and check, and you can either ask the city, you can have your water tested, because if there's no fluoride in it, your dentist can prescribe some drops. It's a prescription. It's called Luride, L-U-R-I-D-E, and you just give a certain number of drops per day based on how old and how much she weighs.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for talking with us. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for answering my question.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, so as you can tell, it was a fun time there. Lots of activity, lots of kids. It was a good visit, and of course, it's nice to know that parents are very concerned about their child and their child's health. That is a little bit of a tie-in to, I want everyone to know that I'm writing a book. It's actually several chapters are done. We're editing now, called Dentistry for Kids, What Every Parent Should Know. And if you're interested in being on a list of folks that would like to know when the book is actually out, you can contact my office at 262-9588, and they'll be happy to take down your phone number or email address or whatever you would like us to have on hand. Okay, now you've heard me several times on this show talk about how we control people's pain and anxiety through sedation. And so what I have next is a series of short interviews with a patient of mine named Jamie, who started very, very nervous, came to our office, finally got up her nerve to come, and we decided that she would be a good candidate for oral sedation, and she agreed to be interviewed during the process. So let's listen. All right, so you know that I'm very concerned about the 40% of the people out there that don't go to the dentist on a regular basis, and I'm trying to do my part to encourage you people who are out there sitting listening to this to pick up the phone and call your dentist, call a dentist, come to us, come to somebody else, but you do need to get to a dentist because sitting at home isn't really making things any better. So what we're going to do is we're going to interview a woman, and I'm sorry, your name is?
Jamie.
All right, and Jamie came to us about a week ago, and she'd stayed away for several years. I can't remember how many years.
20.
20 years, okay. And the reason you stayed away was?
I was treated very badly by the last dentist I went to.
And that made you afraid to ever go back?
Yeah, I didn't go for a long time before that, and they made me feel disgusting, just dirty.
Really? Okay, well, I'm really sorry to hear that. And for those of you dental students that are listening, dentists that are listening, remember this story because you don't want to be guilty of having done the same thing. So anyway, you came in and you got up your nerve, first of all, to make the phone call, and then you're back for a second time. How did we manage that?
Everybody is so nice the first time, and I'm honestly not as nervous this time, and I'm having all the procedures done today as I was just coming in for cleaning. I was terrified.
Okay, but we are going to do a long appointment, and so we've decided to do some oral sedation to put you at ease, right?
Yes, that's the way to go.
Okay, so we're going to ask Jamie to go ahead and take the medicine that I've prepared for her, and then we're going to get her back in the treatment room in about 15 minutes, and after that we'll start the laughing gas, and once we've started the laughing gas, then we will go ahead and get her numb. So, all right, and then we will check back and keep the listeners informed as to what we're doing. Okay, so I went ahead and I waited the allotted time, which for me is 30 minutes from the time the person walks in the door, 15 minutes after giving her the oral sedation. Then we take them back to the room, 15 minutes of laughing gas, and so now let's listen into the next step. Okay, well, we waited about 10 or 15 minutes. She looks like she's a little bit sleepy. Are you a little bit sleepy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, let's come on with us. We're going to help you up.
Stand up.
Katie, can you bring your purse?
Okay,
we're going to walk slow, okay?
Yep.
Okay, one of us on each side of her. Maybe we should have only waited 5 minutes. Looks like the 10 was...
Room 7.
Okay. I was tired to begin with, so that probably didn't help, yeah.
Come on this way.
Okay.
You're fine.
I wonder if John would...
So we're going to get her seated in the chair, and then we're going to also give her laughing gas, and I tell people I'm going to put them in La La Land. What would you call this?
Yeah, it's La La Land.
Okay. She's walking, but just a little bit with rubber legs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a little groggy.
Kind of going crooked down this straight hallway.
Yeah.
Here, we're going straight back, going to this room here, and then I'm going to turn you over to Diana and Katie. Going to help you get situated, okay?
Okay.
Okay, kind of back in there. Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah, then scoot your hips back all the way the back of a chair.
Good. And then we're gonna hook you up to this pulse oximeter. It's gonna monitor your heartbeat and how much oxygen you're getting. Okay.
Okay.
So, and like I said, I'm gonna get the nitrous oxide laughing gas going. Get this turned on. Okay.
For a couple minutes, that didn't work.
Tried to read for a couple minutes, it didn't work.
Yeah, it's just blurring.
Can you read the inside of your eyelids?
Yeah.
Okay, here, we're going to put this right over your nose, okay? Gonna set this like that. And you just breathe through your nose? You just breathe normal?
Okay.
And if you doze off, don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure I will.
All right, so could you hear her voice? She sounded like she was drunk, but she did answer my questions correctly. She was very happy. She was very calm. And for me as a dentist, it's just a wonderful way to work on folks. Anyway, let's continue. And by the way, I'm sorry. I did have to get the sound of the drill and the suction in there a little bit. I wanted it to sound real. Didn't mean to scare anybody out there. Anyway, okay, let's go to the next segment of this this appointment. Okay, so we just numbed Jamie, and Jamie, tell me how that went.
It went fabulous.
Fabulous?
Yes, didn't feel a thing.
Okay, great. That's good to hear. All right, so actually we only numbed the upper teeth right now because it's going to be a long appointment. We have some bottom teeth to do, and we'll do them later. We'll do those later. Not sure which word is correct, and I should know better. But yeah, I'm starting to talk like her. I promise I'm not into the drugs. I'm just sitting next to her. All right. Okay, so in a minute you'll be numb enough, and we will get rolling.
I'm ready.
Okay, one of my favorite words now is famulus. I think that's, I'm going to tell everybody, like I've already said, I'm going to put you in La La Land, and you're going to feel famulus. So here you go. Let's continue this appointment.
All right, so what we're doing, we're going to put a mouth trap in and go ahead and finish. And get this. You can see it's pretty comfortable now, so everything's going well. And we're just going to work on this one crown.
And again, I don't want to scare anybody, but I wanted you to hear the dental drill was turning, and she was not making a sound. She was feeling famulus. All right, let's go on to the next clip.
So do me a favor, go ahead and tap, tap, tap. Whoops, there you go. Does that seem okay?
Mm-hmm.
It does? Okay. So, the bite looks okay to me. We're done. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
How long you think you've been in the chair?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half? Hour and a half. It's, 1:30, so it would be about, let's see, from 10 to 1:30. So what is that? 2, 3.5 hours.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun, huh?
Yeah.
So do you think you just kind of slept through most of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you remember us asking you to open wide and stuff?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah, so you were able to, you were aware, you were able to open when we asked you to. You just kind of did lost track of time, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, we're going to set your chair up here.
Okay, so you're listening to Dentally Speaking. We do have to go to a commercial. Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for joining me this morning. We're listening to some of the Teeth Across America interviews that I've done. We're also listening to some sound bites that I created while doing an oral sedation patient, with her permission, of course. And our question of the day is, just to go over it again, according to the ADA, what percent of dentists submit claims electronically, dental claims electronically, or insurance claims? I'm sorry, I think you knew what I meant, but even now I know what I mean. Okay, so we have a caller on line one. Richard, Richard, you're on AM 1230 WYTS. What's your question?
Well, Doctor, I had more or less a thank you for you.
Oh.
And I started listening to you about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I was up early for a change, and I had had some issues with my dentist because I had been away for about a year and a half, and I had blood pressure issues. And the last time I'd been, they didn't want to treat me because my blood pressure was very, very high. So it was my fault for not going to the doctor, of course. And in the meantime, I've since tried to correct that problem, and I finally got back to him last week. And so we had a little reconciliation, as you say.
Oh, good.
And I just wanted to let you know that by listening to your show, you gave me a bit of inspiration to get back to the dentist.
Well, that is so nice of you to call, because that's what you've heard me saying, and you said you've been listening for 3 weeks, and I've been saying this for over a year, so I'm glad that I said it in the last 3 weeks to kind of get you.
And of course, I've seen your ads on, you know, TV, of course.
Oh, okay.
Because I get the cable.
So, oh, good. So you're...
I went back to my dentist, and I've been going to him for years and years and years, so he felt bad, my hygienist felt bad, but they just didn't want to take a chance of... you know, they were worried about me.
Right.
Now I really appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, now you understand. And they probably learned something, too, which is, yes, they were looking out for your best interest, but on the other hand, they needed to maybe they needed to nurture it a little bit better to say, now, hey, you know, we don't want you to never come back. You really need to do this. But you know what I'm saying? They probably learned a little bit into how they'll handle this next time that a patient comes in with their blood pressure being too high, because now they know there's the chance that you'll just never come back.
Of course, I was wondering about my gums. I didn't have cavities. My x-rays looked pretty good, but I have to work on my gums really bad.
Well, you know what? There's this thing in dentistry that goes, there's the only healthy gum is a bald gum. And, of course,
really?
We don't want you to have bald gums. And so the point is it's a lifelong challenge to keep your gums healthy. And without gums, you don't have teeth, right?
Right. And what do you think of the appliances that stimulate the gum, the brush, like the, I think Philips makes one.
Yes, anything that you can get down in below the gum line and stimulate blood flow,
right.
Clean material out, all of that helps.
It's, I think they call them a Sonicare or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
There's different brands, of course.
Well, it is. It's a Sonicare, and they have to go... they have to go to... I'm sorry, what I was going to say is they have these special tips, you know,
yeah.
That... we'll get down in below the gum line. Just don't, like, substitute that for regular brushing and flossing, you know, if you're doing that too. Hey, do you have a quick guess on our question of the day?
Oh, yeah. I'd guess, I'd say about 80 to 90%. I'd go 80%.
Okay. All right. So Richard guesses 80%, and while we're talking about it, Jim emailed us a guess of 70%, so it sounds like you guys are in the same ballpark. And Richard, thanks so much for the call, and I'm so glad that you got back to your dentist. I feel like...
thanks for a very informative show, Doctor.
Appreciate it. You have a great day.
Same to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, when we come back, we're going to continue some of our Teeth Across America interviews and give out a few more announcements and some more guesses to our question of the day. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
Smiling, when you're smiling.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for tuning in on this beautiful sunny day here in Columbus, Ohio. Today, the Muirfield Tournament is in full swing. It's the final round. I'm going to be heading there later on today. Today's show is about interviews of the of people just around the country. I call it Teeth Across America. And the next interview that I would like to play is I went to Las Vegas, Nevada a week or two ago. And I was driving in my rental car, driving around, and I saw this homeless gentleman named Jerry. And he was pouring water on his head. And so I decided to go see if he would be willing to be interviewed. So go ahead, and we're going to listen to this clip, and then I'll make any explanations that are needed afterwards.
So as part of my Teeth Across America series, I am in Las Vegas, and I happened to be driving through the city, and I saw this gentleman at a corner. He looked kind of thirsty, and I saw him splashing water on his forehead, and so I stopped at a store, and I picked up some water, and actually I brought him some ice cream, which he's going to have after we do the interview, I think. I even brought you a spoon there, and I'm speaking with...
Jared,
thanks so much for talking to me. And Jared, you've got a Vietnam veteran hat on. Tell me about that.
Well, I don't like to too much talk about it, but I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Okay, you don't like to talk about it, but you're a Vietnam vet. So a minute ago, before we started the record, you were telling me about you have this toothache. Tell me about that.
Well, what happens is it's an overall situation. I didn't know about it until about a week ago. I have this cavity in my teeth here, and you can't see it, it's on the inside, and just goes to show you, you may have problems with dentistry and don't even know it. And
right.
The hole is enormous, you know, so I'm going to have it taken care of.
Okay, and then how do you know? I mean, is it hurting? You can feel it with your tongue, or how did you know?
With my tongue, I felt a little thing, and then I stuck my tongue there, and there it was, you know.
Okay.
Nice size hole.
Okay, so there's this whole nice size hole is what you said.
Yes, and I didn't know I had it there, but I'm surprised it hasn't been giving me a lot of problems, the size of it.
Well, the thing is about dental toothaches, I'm sorry, cavities don't hurt. Most people don't realize that. A cavity does not hurt. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't know that.
So how do you have a toothache is the next question?
Well, what happens is not a toothache. I say it's a ting.
A ting, or like a twinge or something.
Yes, I have this this cap here right above it, next to it. It's a cap here.
Okay.
And if I eat certain foods or something, and I don't know, sometimes I think I may need to have some work done on it because it's been there for a while, you know. And that may be more of the problem on the teeth than it was the cavity since you explained it to me.
Okay. Now, and it was Jared, right?
Jerry.
J-E-R-R-Y. Jerry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm glad I asked. Now, Jerry, I know I'm keeping you away from what you're doing because you're trying to earn some money. So, did you tell me that you're looking for help for the homeless? Is that what you said about trying to get dental care for the homeless?
That was... Well, if I can find someone, because the people out here, I'm homeless myself. I'm a veteran, but I'm homeless. I don't really think I have to be, but it's just certain things I would like to, you know, do for myself, you know what I mean? And I don't know.
Yeah.
And like, this is part of helping other people, because I get help all the time. Like, I get food, water, and stuff. I take it to the people that are homeless and share.
Well, that's really cool. So you gather up food and a little bit of money and you help other homeless folks.
Yeah, because, I mean, we help each other, you know. We have helped each other along the way, and now I feel like I might be a little strong. I'm in a position to really receive more than they are. Sometimes we need a little pickup, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. That's really nice of you. Actually, when we get done with this interview, I know I'm taking your time, and you feel like you may be missing out on some donations or some business. I'll try to make this quick. Where will you be able to find dental care? You said you're homeless and you don't have a lot of money. Is there a place that you can go in Las Vegas to receive care?
Yeah, it's the Veterans Administration, sir. I am I'm a Vietnam veteran. I can go to Veteran Administration, and they will assist me.
Veterans...
This has just occurred, like I say.
Okay, this just occurred, but the Veterans Administration will help you.
Yes, I have a problem with that.
Excellent, excellent. Is there anything, now you asked me about your tooth, any questions you might have for a dentist casino? I'm not charging you. It's free.
I want to know, what do I do immediately if it had a pain, which you just explained to me, the cavities don't have pain.
Well, what I was getting at is cavities aren't by themselves don't hurt, but once they get into the nerve, then they can hurt. And it sounds like yours isn't hurting yet, right? No, you're getting that twinge, you're saying.
Well, this is like more or less... John Situation from his teeth over here. In fact, when I felt the hole, I felt that it was, I guess, the cavity. Until I felt the hole, then I just automatically assumed that was it until you explained the situation. The cavity don't hurt.
Okay, so what you do, here's the thing. If you can't get to a dentist right away, you'll find that it feels better to be upright. Like when you lay down at night, it's going to start hurting if you're laying down. If you're sitting upright, like sleep in a chair with your head up or propped up with a couple pillows, it won't hurt as much, okay? So that's one thing, okay? Yeah. And then the other thing that you can do is avoid, like, there are certain things that will make it hurt. Like cold sometimes will make a tooth hurt. Hot might make a tooth hurt. Of course, avoid that. Don't do those things. And then you can take aspirin. Aspirin's better than Tylenol. You know why?
No.
Okay, for toothaches. Because Tylenol does not control inflammation, but aspirin does. And a lot of times the pain people are getting in their teeth is coming from the inside nerve, which is where the pulp is, and we call it pulpitis. Okay? So that's inflammation. What?
Is that a swelling, pulpitis? Or is that some type of swelling?
Do you have to sweat it?
Is that a swelling of the glands or something?
The swelling you're talking about?
The swelling of the glands, pulpitis. What is that? Swelling.
I'm not sure the word again. Say it again.
Oh,
he's got his, all right, got donation there. These people driving up and helping Jerry out. Thanks very much.
Good to see you. Bye bye.
You're gonna be. He's gonna be in good shape, aren't you? Good for you.
Well,
sounds like they know you're out here helping, right?
Keep in good shape.
Oh, they're just beeping at each other, I think. So anyway, tell me that word that you were telling me again.
You said pulpitis, and I was asking you what that swell is, not a gland.
The gland. Oh, pulpitis. Pulpitis. It's inside the tooth. The pulp is inside the tooth.
And you said that's where the twinge comes from, right?
The twinge comes from the inside the tooth, which is called the pulp, which is called pulpitis, yes.
Was that the swelling of the gum?
No, that's a different itis. The swelling of the gums is gingivitis.
We don't want to have that. We don't want none of that.
Well, I think the reality is you understand the beauty of healthy teeth, don't you?
I do. That's why I don't have it, man.
Well, but when you go and you sit down, you have this cold water, you have this ice cream that we brought, and these people just dropped off some nice things for you. You need your teeth to be able to chew it, right?
Exactly. That's true.
So, anyway, any other questions before I let you go? Get back to your things?
Nothing, but will you just pray for us?
Okay, I will pray for you and everybody listening to this show. Please pray for Jerry and all of his friends.
God bless you.
God bless you back.
Okay. I realize now that he was saying swelling, and I just couldn't understand him. As you heard him say, he didn't. As you heard him speak, you could tell he didn't have. There were several teeth missing. Let's put it that way. He had just gone and had them extracted as they broke off. So it was a little hard for me to understand. And now that I'm listening to it, I wonder why I didn't quite catch it. But it was a little bit noisy there, and I think I almost frustrated him because I didn't understand him. But anyway, while this was fresh in my mind after I left Jerry, I recorded the next couple of minutes, so let's listen to that, and then I'll...
Now that I'm finished interviewing Jerry, I thought I would give you some insight as to basically a little bit about what I observed about Jerry. One of the things is he's homeless. I think you could tell that from the interview. But he doesn't consider himself homeless. He considers himself helping others. He said this is a recent thing for him. I did not ask him how recent or what that means. But... he looked like he was missing several teeth, so it looks like his dental care has consisted of emergency procedures, emergency extractions most likely. And initially, he was very afraid. He didn't want to even talk to me. He was very untrusting. I guess maybe he's been taken advantage of or harmed in some way in the past. It took me a little convincing to get him to do the interview. He thought that he thought that my recorder was a TV camera that was hidden, and I assured him that it was just radio. And so obviously I was able to convince him of that in order to actually do the interview. So after we hung up, or rather, I'm sorry, after we stopped the interview, after we were finished, he continued to talk to me and explained how he had been standing over on another part of the street corner, and that he'd been shooed away because it was private property. And of course he articulated that he didn't, you know, like that people would be standoffish to him, but he understood private property, public property. And he says that he keeps his corner clean, that he picks up the trash and deposits it, and that those people out there, meaning the cars that drive by, he considers them his family. And as you heard during the interview, a car pulled up with a bag that had about 5 or 6 sandwiches and a couple bottles of water in it. And so it sounds like the locals are taking good care of Jerry. He is a Vietnam vet, and I'm happy to hear that he does have access to dental care. And he even told me that he has some family back in Columbus. So when I told him to, I gave him my card, and I said, ask your family if they've heard of Dr. Kvitko. And I said, I hopefully they have.
Okay, I really enjoyed that interview, and you know, Jerry was a good guy. I'm glad that he did it. Like I said, he was very standoffish. He kept kind of backing up as I would get closer and closer, because he's probably been harmed in some way along the line, being homeless. And of course, I didn't address his homelessness until he did. That's why my little interview said I think you could tell he was homeless. But anyway, I thought that was very interesting, and he feels like he's out there helping. So, we do have to go to a break. When we come back, we will listen to an interview I did with an automotive audio technician. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
Keep smiling at trouble.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're going to go ahead and play a sound audio clip that I did a recording that I mentioned of an automotive audio technician. But before we do, let me give out a couple more guesses we received to our question of the day, which is, according to the ADA, what percent of dentists submit insurance claims electronically? Mike sent in an emailed guess of 53%. Ernie called in a guess of 30%. No one's hit it right on yet, so keep your guesses coming, 821-1230, or dentally speaking on am1230@yahoo.com. Okay, I'll give the answer here at the end of the show. Let's go ahead and listen to this interview I did with an automotive audio technician.
All right, so I am continuing my Teeth Across America series here on AM 1230 WYTS, dentally speaking, and I am speaking to
Anthony.
Anthony, thanks for talking with us today.
Sure, no problem.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I'm an automotive technician.
Does that mean you fix cars?
I add things to cars, like stereo equipment and things like that.
As opposed to thieves who steal things from cars?
Correct, that's not me.
Okay, he looks honest also. So, alright, so you add things, and how long have you been doing that?
About 12 years now.
Wow, you must know what you're doing by now.
I try.
Okay, now I wanted to find out, here where you work, do you guys have a dental insurance plan?
Yes, we do.
Good. Do you have a dentist?
Yes.
How often do you go?
Every 6 months at least.
Good. Was there, you said at least, that means you must have had to go a little more often lately?
Yeah, a few months ago I had to go for some work that I let my stuff lapse a little bit, so.
Okay, and that's one of the things that I talk about a lot on the show, is how people kind of stay away. So why did you let things lapse?
Just mostly because of time. It's kind of tough to get to the dentist, and, you know, that seems to be a good excuse, but that's the biggest one. Just setting the appointment and keeping it seemed to be a problem with me.
Okay. Well, that's good, and there are some dentists who listen to the show and some dental students who listen to the show, so maybe they'll make some more convenient hours or something. All right, now, so you guys have insurance, and do you know what your yearly maximum is for that?
$1,000.
Okay. And have you had much dental work done that maybe that became an issue, or has everything kind of been inside that $1,000?
No, I mean, I had to get a couple of crowns. I still actually need to get one done, and obviously a crown costs more than $1,000 in itself, so You know, it's something you have to space out over a year or two, or come out of your pocket and pay, you know, a large sum of money to get that kind of stuff done.
Yeah. Now, do you remember if you've had, have you had insurance for the whole 12 years?
Yeah, but it's been through different carriers, I believe.
Do you remember what your yearly maximum was 12 years ago?
No, I have no idea. Probably $1,000.
Yes, it was $1,000. And the obvious thing there is things 12 years ago didn't cost the same as they do now, including what you do for a living, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so had you ever thought about that? Had it ever, like, struck you that, wait a minute, $1,000 hasn't changed? What's up with that?
Yeah, I thought about it when they handed me a $6,000 quote to get a bunch of work done in my mouth, and they said that, you know, you'll have to pay $5,000 of it, and the insurance company will cover one, and I asked if that was pretty standard, and my dentist said that, yeah, that's pretty normal to have a $1,000 maximum on a yearly basis, so.
If I told you the yearly maximum was $1,000 in 1960, what would you say?
I would believe it.
So how do you think that is? Why are they able to not raise that?
Maybe they need to raise their rates or not put so much money in their pockets. I'm not really sure. You know, I'd like an answer to it, though.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get one, too. So thanks for speaking with me today. Before we go, I want to find out, do you have any questions? Because usually I have to charge people for advice. But since I'm asking questions of you, I'm not charging you. So is there anything you had a question about?
No, I don't think so. I'm just pretty intrigued by, you know, what kind of information you find out about this yearly maximum. That'd be some good news to get that bumped up a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're on Sunday mornings at 9. It's on AM 1230, WYTS, which is a clear channel station right here in Columbus. And so tune in, and one of these weeks, hopefully you'll get an answer.
All right, will do.
Thank you very much.
You make me smile, please.
Dentally Speaking, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and it is one of my favorite songs, and it says, "You make me smile, stay for a while," which is what I appreciate people doing when this show is on. I thought that the interview with Anthony, the Columbus Car Audio automotive technician, was interesting because we talked earlier about people who avoid the dentist or dental care because they are afraid or for whatever. They don't think they can afford it or don't have insurance, and here you have someone who isn't afraid, goes to his dentist, and winds up having to avoid dental treatment because his insurance isn't paying enough. He was mentioning how he would try to spread something out over a two-year period, and you can't spread a crown over 2 years. You just can't. And so I really do hope that maybe some of the insurance company officials are listening. Maybe some of you who are in a position to talk to the insurance carriers that your company uses, maybe people in the personnel department, because you are the customers of these insurance companies, not the patients. We all know that. And so you might want to ask your insurance company rep how many years they're going to leave that yearly max at $1,000. I mean, I think 49 years is enough, don't you? So, it's great that we can enlighten people and make people more aware of going to the dentist, like we, you know, the phone call that we received earlier from Richard. And but then you take someone like Anthony, who does go and wants to go, and he finds himself having to avoid as well. So I think that there's an unfortunate dichotomy there that needs to be corrected. It is the dental insurance, the whole notion of dental insurance, there's a big discussion of it in my upcoming book. Might turn out to be one of the lengthiest chapters. Not because I wanted it to be, but because it turns out it kind of needs to be. And so ask good questions. Don't be afraid to ask your boss, hey, how come we only have $1,000 yearly maximum? I realize things are tight, people are clinging to their jobs and all that, but this is something that is 49 years past due, cannot be blamed on the current economic crisis. It is something that just I believe is a wrong that needs to be righted. So before I do run out of time for today's show, and we are rapidly approaching that time, you can follow me at Dr. Kvitko on Twitter. Go to Twitter and search Dr. Kvitko. The other thing is I want to mention our golf outing that we have. It's the third annual Dr. Kvitko Charity Golf Classic, spelled with a K for Kvitko. It'll be held on Saturday, August 15th at noon at the Broadview Golf Course in Pataskala. We had it there last year. We had a great time. We do it to raise money for the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association, and we do it in the name of Libby Turner, who is our patient who happens to have Down Syndrome.
I'd like to thank C.O. Bigelow for donating two separate spa packages to be given out as prizes. And we are very interested in other companies, individuals helping out by donating prizes and or funds to help with this. So if you'd like to help in any way, please call the office at 262-9588. Ask for Kelly or Judith. Thanks so much for tuning in. Please tune in next Sunday when we'll have a communications life coach on the show.